Now, Chapter a Day is WPR's longest-running program. It was started way back in 1931. You can hear it every weekday right here on the Ideas Network at 12:30 p.m. and 11 p.m. Now, they've got something cool going on. Michelle Good wears many hats at WPR. She's one of our awesome technical directors here on Central Time. And she's executive producer, host, and technical director for Chapter a Day. Michelle!
Rob!
Good to talk to you, Michelle. Now, we mentioned Chapter a Day started way back in 1931. We'll dig into some of the history here. But tell us about Chapter a Day Your Way, a special thing available during this time where a lot of people are staying at home.
Well, it's what we did is we went back into the archives, and normally when you listen to Chapter a Day, each chapter is only up for 1 week. It's an agreement we have with the publishing companies, and so after a week, it disappears forever. So what we decided to do, actually based on a listener comment, is go back to some of the publishers and say, hey, you know, with what's going on with this coronavirus, it would be a great service to our listeners if you would allow us to repost the audio for some of these previous books, and not just a chapter at a time, but put the entire book up on the website so people can stream it unlimited, listen to every chapter, binge listen if they want to. And a whole bunch of them came back to us and said, oh my God, we would love to do that. In fact, a couple said, thank you for thinking of us. We're honored to be able to offer that service to your listeners.
What are some of these Chapter a Day favorites that you're able to put back online in this tough time?
Right now, we've got Laurentian Divide, which just finished airing. Walden, which is currently airing. As soon as that finishes, that will go up on the listening page. Robert's Rules, which is not about parliamentary procedure. It's a novel set on Washington Island. The Williamson Turn, which is sort of a murder mystery that takes place on a yacht that's crossing the Pacific. Let's see what else. Nature's Army, which is the CCC in Wisconsin by Jerry Apps. One of Norman Gilliland's books, Midnight Catch, and The Tale Teller, which is a Native American detective story.
Nice variety there. I want to listen to one of the offerings, Robert's Rules from the North of the Tension Line series by J.F. Reardon. This one read by Jim Fleming.
Ben almost always went for a ramble before heading home from school. These days, his pattern had shifted a bit. In order to go first to visit the rescued goat living in Nancy Iverson's barn. It was Ben who had found the animal while it was living in the wild, befriended it, and saved it from drowning when it had fallen through the ice. These experiences had formed a deep bond of affection in Ben's young heart.
Michelle, a lot of people have fallen in love with listening to stories read to them by Jim and by you and by Carl and others over the years. What is it about Chapter a Day that people love so much, maybe especially right at a time like now?
Well, you know, I think that books always have been a comfort to people during times of turmoil, and I don't think that ever changes. If they give us the opportunity to explore new worlds and see new possibilities and even, you know, just escape if you want to. And of course, everybody loves being read to, especially by somebody like Jim or Norman or Carl.
It, or you.
It kind of brings us, and me, it kind of brings us back to our childhoods.
Remind us how people can find these Chapter a Day Your Way. If they're thinking, yeah, I want to listen tonight, what do they do?
You can go online, wpr.org/chapter-day-your-way. Also easier to find if you go to wpr.org/chapter. We've got a link right on the page.
Let's talk a little bit about the early days of Chapter a Day. I've heard this story over the years, Michelle. Correct me if I'm wrong. Chapter a Day started as an accidental feature on Wisconsin Public Radio.
That is the legend. We're not actually positive that's how it happened, but the legend goes that one of the interview hosts, was waiting for his guest to show up. The guest didn't show, and so he just opened the book that he happened to be reading and started reading from it for the length of the program. People responded so positively to it that they started bringing it back. It was more of a fill starting in about 1931, but then as of 1939, it became a permanent weekday fixture, and we've been on the air ever since.
Now, I know from talking to you and some of the other people who have read these books on the air, it's not just sitting down, cracking open a book for the first time and reading. Can you talk about some of the prep that goes into getting this ready?
Yeah, there's a lot more prep than people would think. One, it has to be edited to fit that 30-minute slot. And we also don't want to end it, you know, in the middle of a sentence, in the middle of a high point. So we do go through and we abridge the book. Generally, there are times when publishers do request that we read the book in full. Often, if you hear long musical endings, like 3 minutes of music at the end, that's probably because we have to read the book in full. Generally, we try and hit like the 27-minute mark with just a little bit of time. But yeah, you've got to read it through once, just see if you like the book, if it's good, if it's something we can air. And then you usually end up reading it through about 3 more times aloud, just to get your pacing, to keep track of who the characters are, so you can, you know, recreate a voice from chapter 1 to chapter 7. And the pacing, the timing really is probably the hardest thing to get down, because we try and do it in all one long take with almost no errors.
Wow. I didn't even know that part. Michelle, thank you so much for sharing this with us today. It's always a lot of fun.
Oh, thanks for having me, Rob.
Michelle Good is executive producer, host, and technical director for Chapter a Day. She joined us to talk about a chance to listen back to some previous Chapter a Day books that have not been available since they aired originally. They can only stay online usually for a week. You can find them at wpr.org/chapter-day-your-way, or just go to wpr.org/chapter and look for a link.